It's simple to start a band. Get a group of friends, learn to play a few chords or simple beats, and build from there. The latter is, of course, easier said than done. You have to have a large concentration of passion and drive in order to advance from frivolous jamming to serious gig playing and creating music. In 2001, Rob Johannes, who at the time lived in Vancouver, had ambitions to start a band that played a fusion of folk, funk, rock. After the release of their first album in 2004, this band's sound would continue to evolve, deriving from influences such as Idlewild, Oasis, and The Cure, articulating and molding into a guitar-driven band with infectious melodies and dynamic riffs. The band's second album showcased a stripped-down rock and roll sound, with distinctive vocals and lyrics that limn Johannes' life experiences through songs. Rob Johannes, equipped with his guitar and lead vocals, has come a long way with his band, The Paint.
The band has sort of grown up with me. It started when I was 18 years old, and like a lot of 18-year-olds, I was in this very kind of self-indulgent phase, and I just wanted to be a folk singer. But I really liked funk because I was playing bass at the time, and the band started as this completely, this hogwash of everything, and we didn't do anything well. So it took a lot of time to get to it. I think that what happened was I took some time off from Paint, and I joined three other bands. And I think that if you take all three of those together, that really shaped the new sound of Paint, as well as just sitting down and really thinking, what are we going to sound like this time? And what do we want to do? Who are we going to be? We really had to reinvent ourselves from scratch. And it just felt that the sound that we have now is what was most honest.
The year 2001 was the start of the MySpace band generation. People had easier access to both music and information for both major, but most importantly, independent bands. Paint was, of course, one of these inaugural groups that utilized MySpace to get their name out there, but they preferred to do things the old-fashioned way.
We got on MySpace really early when it first started. It's almost like that tool is just so overblown now. It's hard to even be noticed. You know, at the time it was, hey, cool, there's this thing called MySpace and there's only a few bands on it, but now everybody's got a profile, and how do you stand out? And I think the real way to do that is the way that it's always been. To be human beings, to be a band, to go out and play shows, to chat with your audiences, to tour, to network. I still have a lot of faith in that, and I think even small bands now that do well, they're all really good at that side of it. And that's so ironic, because that side has never really changed, you know, since the 60s or the 70s or even before that.
Within the 7 years of Paint's history, the lineup has undergone several changes with the loss and addition of new members. The current lineup features Rob Johannes on vocals and guitar, Mandy Dunbar on guitar and backing vocals, Marcus Warren on bass, and Chris Oliver on drums. Despite the shuffling of people in the band, the moniker Paint remained.
The only reason the band's name is still Paint is because we could just never think of anything new. We had the same thing in Vancouver when Matt LaForest and Paula McGlynn and I started writing the songs that were on the Can You Hear Me album. We thought, this doesn't sound like Paint, you know? It's darker, it's heavier, it's edgier, it's louder. So we just kept the name Paint. It feels like a different band, but it's really exciting to play these songs that were played in a different city with different people, and now to play them in Toronto. The addition of Mandy, especially, and our drummer Chris, I can't believe how excited I am, you know, at rehearsals on stage. We're all on stage smiling at each other, you know, and that's really rare in a band. Normally there's just so much stress and tension.
While Paint started in Vancouver, they've ended up in Toronto, home to a copious music scene with a larger variety in venues and opportunity. Of course, with that comes an increase in competition.
The music scene in Toronto is remarkable, and a lot of people are down on it here, but I find that if you're coming from Vancouver, where it's pretty much impossible to tour, and there's so few venues to play at, as a result, you can't play very often, and that discourages a lot of bands. There's something to be said about the fact that in Toronto, you can play 5 nights a week and never play to the same audience, because there's so many cities that are just, you know, less than an hour or 2 hours away. I do find there's more competition, but I think at the same time, it's that whole oversaturation phenomenon. I think there are just as many good bands now as there always have been. It's just there's so many other bands that aren't.
Following the release of Paint's first album, Urban Folk Tales, in 2004, the band toured for a year, then took a break, before embarking on the start of their second album, Can You Hear Me? The 5-year period in between consisted of Johannes experimenting with both political activism and substance abuse.
What ended up happening is I went on a major bender of drugs and alcohol for a few years, during which time I also joined those few other bands. you know, did a lot of social activism. I got really involved in the downtown east side in Vancouver and prisoners' rights activism. And it was great experiences. I got to, you know, travel around the world and lecture and meet people. And it was a very inspiring time. But, you know, at the same time, it was like I had to get back to my roots of why am I doing this?
Can You Hear Me was released on August 22nd, 2009, with their amps turned to 11, paint turned out in an 8-movement suite. The first single off the album is entitled Strangers.
It's broken up into 3 sections, and there's 3 verses, and each of them is a different encounter that I had with a different person. You know, a lot of it was drug and substance induced, and it's people that you meet. Maybe you only know them for an hour, but they change your life. There's something in your story and theirs bring you together, and unfortunately, it's often pain that brings people together, which can be a good thing if you're able to transform it into something beautiful.
For more information on Paint, visit thepaintsite.com. I'm Pat Cholik with Paint, Unsigned, on Radio Humber 96.9 FM.